Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Possibly. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. Who are you?
Hey, Johnny. It's Jeff.
Jeff, hey, man.
Hey, what's up,
pal? How you doing?
Good.
Good, man. Good. All right. Hold on 1 second. We got to see who these other idiots are. Hold on. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. Who are you?
Ryan.
Hello, Ryan. Where are you calling from?
Bartow.
Bartow. Oh, perfect. Okay. Now, Ryan, would you consider yourself stupid or kind of smart?
I guess it all depends.
All right.
Okay. Good answer. Hold on 1 second there, Ryan. Okay, so we got Jeff on line one, Ryan on line two.
Actually, Jeff is on two, Ryan is on three.
Okay. Do we have one more line?
We do, yeah.
Oh, let's see who it is. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. Who are you?
Hey, it's Denario, and my IQ adds up to more than those two combined. So let's go.
I believe that. Now, you're on the East Coast, though, aren't you?
Doesn't matter. I'll find someone. No, I mean, I can't give the tickets to someone or no?
Nope. I don't think so, because they're emailed. They're not physical tickets.
Okay, so look, can I play? And then if I win, I just give it to the next sucker below me.
All right, hang on. Do you want to? No. Oh, I just dropped. Sorry, Denario, I just dropped you by accident.
Uh-huh,
I meant to put you on hold.
Let's
do Jeff and.
Let's uncrowd the room a little bit, you know? Yeah. All right, so, let's do it. We are scoring them. You got them both locked in and on the line?
Let's see. One more.
I'm here.
You're here.
There we go.
And. All right, both of them are on hold. We got them. All right.
There you go. All right, we're going to do general chime-in rules. You say your name. If you know the answer, will be the keeper of this game, Stupid Trivia. I am taking the score at the Fat Cave Studio, and we're going to make it all happen through the magic of radio.
All right, so this is tough, guys. I'm going to let you know. And this will be multiple choice, though.
I got to get a sound bed for us.
Oh, good. Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, beautiful. There we go.
Who wrote the novel The Brothers Karamazov? Was it Boris Pasternak, Leo Tolstoy, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, or Fyodor Dostoevsky?
Ryan. Leo, however you said his last
Tolstoy.
Name.
Tolstoy. Nope, incorrect.
Buzzer.
What were the other two?
The other ones were Pasternak.
There's no way you can know.
Dude, this wasn't that hard when I looked it up earlier.
100% guess here.
Dostoevsky, Pasternak, or Solzhenitsyn.
I thought this was stupid trivia. You got to be a goddamn genius.
Yeah. Pasternak.
Nope. It was
the other one.
Dostoevsky. All right.
You both failed.
Yeah, number two. Bees collect sweet liquid from flowers. What is it called?
Ryan. Nectar?
Whoa, easy, buddy.
Nectar.
What did
he
say? Nectar. Oh, he said nectar.
Yes.
Okay, all right. One for Ryan. There you go.
Oh, boy. Which country has hosted the Winter Olympics the most times? Is it Austria?
Jeff.
Spain?
Jeff. Go ahead,
Canada?
Jeff.
Oh, Canada is one.
Bing, 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 bing.
And no, not Canada. Or the USA. So Austria, Spain, or the USA are the ones left.
Ryan. I'm going to go USA.
USA
is
correct.
Oh, yeah, because we're the best.
Well done.
So that's 1-1, Jeff and Ryan. Okay.
It's two for me, I think.
Yeah,
huh?
I think Ryan.
Oh, is that Ryan?
Yeah.
Might be, bro. Yeah, okay, yeah. Two for Ryan. I was just playing.
It's all good.
Yay.
All right. Lake Titicaca is which continent? Is it South America, Australia, Europe, or Asia?
Jeff.
Asia. Says Asia. No, no.
God, I suck.
Ryan, do you know where Titicaca is?
South America?
South America! That's correct.
Oh, my God.
Sure is. Well done.
I was pointing to two parts of my body when I asked that question, Will.
Which Kevin played Ulysses S. Grant in the 1999 film Wild Wild West?
Ryan. Spacey?
He says Kevin Spacey. It was an answer. No, it's a. How about Jeff? All right, Jeff, go ahead.
You know, Kevin Bacon.
He says Kevin Bacon.
No.
Also one of the multiple choice questions. It was Kevin Kline. Kevin Kline.
Yeah, he was good.
Never get that.
All right, question 6 out of 10 here. We're halfway through now. Who said I am a great housekeeper? I get divorced. I keep the house. Was that Elizabeth Taylor, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Nicole Kidman, or Princess Diana?
Ooh.
Jeff.
Ryan.
All right, I heard Jeff first.
Zsa Zsa Gabor?
He said Zsa Zsa Gabor. That's correct.
Oh!
Well done. He's on the board.
One for Jeff. There we go.
One for Jeff.
Oh.
Baghdad is the capital city in which continent?
Ooh.
Jeff. Oh, Asia.
He says Asia. He is right.
He actually said Asia.
Yep.
Because I was almost saying Europe, and then I switched it to Asia.
Very good.
So was that Jeff?
That was Jeff.
Oh, 3-2 right now. He's on the comeback, baby.
And we're on question 8 out of 10. The capybara is the world's largest rodent. It is native to where? Is it Asia?
Jeff.
All right, Jeff.
Australia.
He's saying Australia. Australia.
Dang. Capybara.
We got Asia, South America, and Africa.
You say Africa?
It's South America.
Everybody knows that, dude. The capybara, baby.
Question 9. In which office device would you find a platen? A platen.
Jeff.
Typewriter.
Typewriter is not on this list. Let me read the whole thing. Monitor, keyboard, water cooler, or scanner.
Keyboard?
Jeff.
Ryan, keyboard?
I heard Jeff buzz in with his name first.
Keyboard.
Got a keyboard.
Oh, Doo-Doo Brown.
We got monitor, water cooler, or scanner. Ryan wants to take a swing.
Monitor.
He's saying monitor.
Everybody knows it's a water cooler. Come on, man.
You said what? You said water cooler?
Yeah, bro.
It's a scanner.
Oh, son of a bitch.
All right, last one. What's the score right now?
Jeff needs this to tie. Okay. Ryan can get it and seal the victory. If they both get it wrong, Ryan wins.
All right. Big one. Who starred in the English version of the film? I can't even read this. Il Buono, Il Brutto, and Il Cattivo. Was it Mel Gibson, Clint Eastwood, Robert De Niro, or James Caan?
Ryan.
Jeff.
Ryan.
Mel Gibson.
He says Mel Gibson.
Jeff,
big opening
get it,
here.
You can tie it.
Good old Clint Eastwood.
He says Clint Eastwood. It's a tie game, baby.
Oh, my God. Lord have mercy on my soul.
Well done, boys. Well, I'll tell you what. We have 2 prizes, tie game. You want to just give them each a prize?
We don't have a tiebreaker?
I mean, I could do a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Tiebreaker and whoever wins gets choice?
Yes.
That's fine with me. Okay. All right. Stand by a second. Let me find the game here.
Oh, it's going to be great. Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
I want to make this a difficult one. Let's do
these have all been very easy so far.
Okay, I got it. Which fictional billionaire lived in Malibu? Was it A, Jed Clampett, B, Forrest Gump, C, Bruce Wayne, or D, Jeff. Tony Stark? I heard Jeff.
It's Jed Clampett.
He Says Jed Clanton.
Because they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly. Oh, that's not Melbourne.
Yeah, they tricked you. They tricked you. It seemed easy.
Oh, no. Ryan?
What were they? It was...
Forrest Gump, Bruce Wayne, and Tony Stark are the ones left.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah, Tony Stark.
I know it. Yep.
Yeah.
It was Tony Stark.